Speaking of those Halloween-themed activities, Trunk or Treat at Hope Christian Church takes place 1 week from this Saturday on October the 27th. And we've got Logan Thrasher from Hope Christian Church here on the hotline to talk about it with us. Logan, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. And let's get into Trunk or Treat. You guys originally had it scheduled for this Saturday, October 20th, but after taking a look at the forecast and seeing that Mother Nature wasn't willing to cooperate, you guys decided to push it back a week to Saturday, October the 27th. It goes from 6 to 7:30 at night. Give us the details. What's going on here?
Absolutely. We are really looking forward to a great family event, and so we're going to have about 45 to 50 trunks with decorations and people in costume, very, very safe, very friendly costumes, handing out candy. We're going to have some bounce houses. We'll have some food, some hot dogs and chips. We're going to have one of our Avon police officers there handing out candy, maybe doing some magic. And so we're just really excited about having a community event that provides a safe place for our families to come.
Now, I know in the past when we spoke, you mentioned you guys had taken candy donations. You were also looking for vehicles to be donated as well, or folks just bringing their vehicles out there to donate their trunks as well. Because that's essentially how this works, right? You guys have vehicles out there, you open up the trunk, and then you fill it with as much candy as you possibly can. Is that how this works?
It's pretty close. Yeah, we'll definitely have several trunks out there, and they'll kind of be decorated, have their own themes. The owners of those vehicles will be in costume as well. And so as the kids kind of walk up and down the parking lot, those trunk owners will be handing out the candy and interacting with our kids and just helping to have a great time.
Now, I know you guys in the past had talked about candy donations. Are you guys still looking for that, or have those already been secured?
We are actually really good on that, and so we're anticipating about 1,000 people to come through, about 600 to 700 of those being kids. And so our trunk owners have been loading up on candy, and they are excited to hand it out to some wonderful kiddos.
Well, hopefully they're able to distribute all that candy on that Saturday night. And if they don't, you know what, maybe you got some left over because Halloween's just a few days later. But it sounds like it's going to be a great time. You said you guys are anticipating about 1,000 folks to come through. These are both members of the church and non-members as well, correct?
Absolutely. We encourage anyone in the community or the surrounding areas who would like to come and experience a place where families can come to a safe environment and be able to enjoy an evening together. So this is open to anybody who would like to come.
Logan Thrasher with Hope Christian Church is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're talking about their Trunk or Treat event. 1 week from this Saturday, takes place from 6 to 7:30. Now, I know you've talked about how this is a family-friendly environment. You really hope that folks that attend come in and have a great time. This event, open to the public. Is part of the idea here, Logan, the idea that you want to offer an opportunity for kids to trick-or-treat for those that don't necessarily have that safe opportunity at home?
Absolutely. We know that sometimes neighborhoods can maybe not be the most ideal situation, and so this is a completely contained on our church property event, and so kids can go, like we said, hopefully 45 or 50 trunks, so kind of similar to going to 45 or 50 houses right there in the same area, and so being able to really get a good amount of candy and have a lot of fun with the other events going on.
And those that are operating their trunks are encouraged to dress up as well and really get into character. Logan, this isn't the first time you guys have done this. I know this has been around for quite a while. How long have you guys been doing this?
Absolutely. I believe this is our 12th year to do it. And so we're just excited to continue having this event going and being able to hopefully bless the community through it.
Now, in all the years that you've been associated with Hope Christian Church, Logan, how has this changed and how has this event grown over the years?
Sure. We've added some elements this year. I mentioned the bounce houses, and we're hoping to have our Avon police officer here, and so kind of a few other elements to include. And then just growing numerically from year to year, I think as the word has gotten out and as people have become more aware of the church, and we're thankful to the Lord for that we can come and continue blessing more and more families as that number grows.
Bounce houses. I thought I read something about hot dogs being available for the kids as well. And, you know, if you can stop at 45 or 50 trunks, chances are you're coming home with a pretty hefty chunk of candy as well. So it sounds like that could be a really fun Saturday night. I know that you guys moved the date back 1 week, and that's because this Saturday the forecast doesn't look too promising. Then again, it's 48 hours out. We know how the weather goes around here. That could change 1,400 times between now and then.
That's right.
You guys do have a rain plan in place, though, if I'm not mistaken. What is your alternative if, indeed, it does decide to start pouring down rain next Saturday?
Absolutely. So we've got some area inside, and so we can move some of those things inside and certainly be able to have that candy be distributed kind of in an area that's outside of the rain. And so we'll still be able to do some of those things. And so we're really hoping and praying the weather is nice to be outside, but we'll still get our candy out one way or the other.
Very nice. Sounds like it'll be a blast again a week from Saturday, October 27th, 6 to 7:30 at Hope Christian Church. It's the Trunk or Treat event. Now, in the years that you guys have been doing this, are there any costumes that really kind of stand out to you? Because people get really creative when it comes to Halloween.
Absolutely. We've had Dr. Seuss-themed trunks and people. We've had a family that came as the Incredibles. And so people really do get into this. And, again, it's all friendly. It's all safe. It's all non-scary. And so just a great time to come and have a good time. But it's really fun to see the work that some of our folks put into their trunks and really making almost like movie sets in terms of the extent they put into it. So it's really a lot of fun even to just come and see what all people come up with and how their creativity comes out in those areas.
So the idea here is that people aren't necessarily just dressing themselves up. They're transforming their vehicles, and they're really doing some work on their trunks as well. That's pretty interesting.
Absolutely. A lot of times the trunk will be part of the costume and part of the theme, and so it's fun to see how people bring their costume and their trunks together to kind of create this whole scene. It's really neat.
Very fun stuff. Well, Logan, we appreciate the time as always. We know you had to push this back 1 week once already. Let's hope that Mother Nature gives you some sunshine and some mild temperatures a week from Saturday as well so that everybody can come out and enjoy the festivities. Thank you for the time as always, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you.